First of all, are you where you want to be for training for an August 7th start then?
Well, August 7th will be my departure from here to fortunately get a little bit of time to prep on the Velodrome in Toronto. As far as training and what the numbers are telling me, I've managed my training really well. Unfortunately, though, I've not been on a Velodrome since World Championships at the very beginning of January 2020. And so I certainly haven't had the time on the track to hone in on the technical elements that I would like to have had. But, you know, that's not really been in my control. It's just been the way it is. And I'm confident that the time I do have in Toronto, I'll be able to hit the targets I need.
And has the year-long delay changed your outlook at all on your training?
That's a great question. And I think, you know, I would say I probably have a less impact than many athletes in that I don't really, as I was saying to Dennis earlier, I don't schedule my training with a lot of peaks and valleys. I pretty much try to stay race fit year-round all the time. Yes, I've lost a little bit of that specificity over the last year that I would have had if I'd been traveling to races. But, it's just been an extra year to get that much fitter and stronger. And I think that'll be the reality with all the Paralympians. And I expect that unlike any previous games, world records will be smashed right, left, and center every day because everybody's going to have that extra year of training.
Do you generally train by yourself?
I think if it becomes hard to motivate myself, I'll know I'm doing the wrong thing. And in fact, it's a privilege to get to do it.